Let me hear you say this is the Lift Up Jesus podcast featuring Apostle David L. Smith, live from the Blessed Assurance Church, one church in two locations, 1900 Lane Street, Annapolis, North Carolina, 28083, or 918 East Main Street, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29730. Listen to hear a preached word of God from the man of God.
If you love God, come on, give him a hand clap. Amen. Ah, come on, bless him. So I love God with all my heart. I give him praise. Amen. Amen. We're on the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, once again, we just love you, first of all, because you're God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. We thank you for life, health, and strength. And Father, we're so grateful and so precious that we have the opportunity to come and worship you. And Father, we pray for the ones, God, that's listening and viewing. And God, we pray for those here in the sanctuary that you touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And Father, once again, we pray for those behind prison walls. And most of all, God, we pray for that lost soul that you save them, for it's everlasting too late. And God, I must continue to decrease. It decrease while you increase. Speak through these lips of clay. We give you praise. We give you honor because it's done. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. If you love him, once again, let's give him a hand clap. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, John the 16th chapter, verse 33. John 16, 33. John 16:33. When you have it, please read.
These things have I spoken unto you.
These things have I spoken unto you.
That in me ye might have peace.
That in me you might have peace.
In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
I have overcome the world.
Amen. Come on, praise God for the word. Amen. Look at somebody, say, true peace is only found in Jesus Christ. True peace is only found in Jesus Christ. Now, my brother, my sister, a lot of people are looking for peace. The world is looking for peace all over. And they try to find peace in other ways than the Lord Jesus Christ. That's true peace. Amen? True peace. Once you become saved and belong to him. Now, I'm not saying that you won't go through anything. We all will go through things, but God will give you that strength. Regardless what you go through, what you face, God will give you that inner peace. That it's going to be okay, amen? Amen. Come on, bless him for that, amen? David put it this way in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 3. Say, I will lift up my eyes into the hills, from which come my help. Verse 2, my help coming from the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. In Psalm 16 and verse 1, it says, preserve me, O God, for indeed do I put my trust. But the most important thing, my brother, my sister, you got to believe what you're reading. Amen. So I got to believe that God is able and willing to deliver me and give me peace out of every situation that I face. Regardless how I look, how it seems, I still believe God. Come on, give him praise, amen. Now we want to look at verse 33, and we want to break that down to say, these things have I spoken to you. Now that's talking about the word. These things have I spoken to you, and that's talking about the word. We must be steadfast in the word of God and what it's saying. Philippians 4:13, everybody know I can do. Say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. So I can do all things. Come on. Amen. 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 Let's look at Psalms. Sister Chrissy 6:2-5-8. Psalms 6:2-5-8. Now true peace is our subject is found only in Jesus Christ. Do you have it, my sister?
My soul wait thou only upon God.
My soul waited only upon God.
For my expectation is from him.
My expectation is from what? Him. Sometimes we wait on everybody else and don't try God. You got to try God before you try anybody else. You got to see what God got to say about your situation. Say, sometimes I might run ahead, but I got to ask God what he think about this situation instead of falling apart sometimes. Amen? Please read the book.
He only is my rock and my salvation.
Read, please.
He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people.
What? Trust in him in all times. Not sometimes, all times. When it's good, you trust in him. When it's bad, you trust in him. You trust in God all the time. Are you through, my sister?
Pour out your heart before him.
Listen to the word. Pour out your heart before him. My brother, my sister, we have to understand that again, the Bible say he know the number of hair on our head. He said even a sparrow falls from the sky. He see it. Now, if God know the number of hair on our head and a bird falls from the sky, he cares about you and me. Amen. Now, that's hard to believe. Every time you comb your hair or brush your hair, if a stream of hair come out, God still know the number. See, that's an awesome God. Awesome God. Are you through, my sister?
God is a refuge for us.
Come on, bless him for that. Amen. In Proverbs, the 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into our own understanding. Sometimes your understanding will get you in trouble. Yes, sir. What you say about the situation sometime will get you out of trouble. Get you in trouble. Verse 6, in all our ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Again, you must be steadfast what the word is saying. Let's look at 1 John, the 3:22-23. True peace is only found in Jesus Christ. Please read.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him.
Now listen to the word. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Whatever we ask, we receive of him according to his word. And we can't chase it. Whatever we ask, we receive it if it's his will. Yes. Sometimes we ask things that's not God's will. Amen. He He said, I hold no good things from them that walk upright. You believe that? Say, God, I hold no good things for him that walk upright. Please read the book.
Because we keep his commandments.
Now what? Now God require a requirements. You cannot live any kind of way. You cannot act any kind of way and think God is going to bless you. Keep his commandments, his word. Yes, right. Are you listening to me? Read it over again, please.
And whatsoever we ask.
Whatsoever we ask.
We receive of him.
Read the book.
Because we keep his commandments.
We keep his commandments. So maybe you are not getting your answer because you're not keeping his word. Always say when you don't get what you want, check yourself. Check yourself. See, some people want to do everything they big enough to do, then they want God to move him. God have standards. Say, God have standards, and that is his word. Just like your job got rules and regulations. If you don't do what your job say do, you'll get a pink slip. Or you get reprimanded, you get wrote up. So the Bible, so is the natural, so in the spirit. God, say God, has standards, and we must abide by the standards. It's not how I see it. It's not how I look. It's what the word is saying. Amen. Please read.
And do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Now, do those things that's what? That's pleasing, not in my sight, not in your sight, not what you think, in his sight. Amen. And we're talking about peace is only found in Jesus Christ. But my brother, my sister, you don't have no peace if you're not doing what the word is saying. Amen. You might go out and have a temporary peace. But I'm talking about everlasting peace. Please read, sister.
And this is his commandment.
What?
That we should believe on the name of his son.
That we should believe on the name of his son. What?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And love one another.
And love one another.
As he gave us commandment.
We ought to give God praise on that. Amen. Let's look at 2 John. The first chapter, 7 through 11. 2 John, the first chapter, 7 through 11. True peace is found only in Jesus Christ. Please read, my sister.
For many deceivers are entered into the world.
Why? Many deceivers are entered in the world. Read.
Who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
What? Is that the book? That's the book. Read.
Look to yourself. That we lose not those things which we have wrought.
Uh-huh.
But that we receive a full reward.
Read the book.
Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ.
Uh-huh.
Hath not God.
Uh-huh.
He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ.
He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ.
He hath both the Father and the Son.
Read.
If there come any unto you.
This is good. If it come any unto you.
And bring not this doctrine.
And bring not this doctrine.
Receive him not.
Receive him not. Is that the word? Read.
Into your house.
In your house.
Neither bid him Godspeed.
Don't give him Godspeed. So we want to preach the word. Let's preach all of it. Let's preach the whole Bible. My job is to preach. Your job is accept it. What did it say?
For he that biddeth him.
Listen, he that biddeth him.
Godspeed.
Godspeed
is partaker of his.
You're just the same as he is. Is that the word? I like that. Read that over again, please.
For he that biddeth him Godspeed,
read,
is partaker of his evil deeds.
Amen. Amen. Can't change the word. Let's preach the whole Bible. My brother and my sister, things are spoken from different sources. Unadvised counsel could have detrimental consequences. When people are speaking in your life, they're giving you wrong instruction, can have detrimental consequences. You got to watch who's speaking in your life. Can I get amen on that? Oh God, I got a word. I got the word. Now, I'm not fighting prophecy. I'm not saying people don't have a word. But you got to try the spirit. Not by the spirit, but by the word of God. I said many times, anything that does not line up with the word, we do not receive it. Every Christian, it's his responsibility or her responsibility to know this word. And can't nobody give you the word by laying hands on you. The Bible says you got to study. John 10:22 says, and my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they what? Will not follow. Let's look at verse 33 again and say, that in me ye might have peace. That means calmness. I'm breaking verse 33 down. That in me ye might have peace. That's calmness. In 1 Peter 5:7 it say, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. How many believe that? Amen. So I know God cares for me. In Isaiah 26:3-4 say, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Listen. Church, you must have Jesus in your heart, not just lip service. You got to have Christ in your heart. If folk got a lot of lip service when they're going through. Amen? When they're going through, Lord, I'm going to do this. Lord, I'm going to do that. God, I'm going to do right. And your heart is far from him. Amen? In John 14:15 say, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if you love me, you'll keep his commandments. In Psalms 29:11 said, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Let's give him a glory on that. Glory! Let's give him a glory again. Glory! Say, God will give me and bless me with peace. You ever had, maybe I've been through this, you ever had everything, just a lot of things that's happening around you, but again, you pray, you get that inner peace. Though you're still in a situation, you still, the turmoil is still going on, but God will give you that inner peace in your spirit that you can lay down and get a good night's sleep. So that's true peace. That's real peace. Man can't give me that. Can't do it. Got your way of hands. Maybe you've been going through. Maybe whatever. And before you retire, you pray. And God will give you that inner peace in your spirit. Though you still in the situation, you can still lay your head on your pillow. And in about 5 minutes, you out. Say hallelujah. For true peace. See, that trauma is all around. Sometimes you don't know what to do, but you fall on your knees and pray and have a little talk with Jesus. And you get up off your knees and everything. Maybe the situation ain't gone, but you still got that peace. You still got that drive. You still love God. Say yes. Oh. Give me a glory. Give me a glory. Give me a glory. Give me a hallelujah. Oh. Say true peace is only found in Jesus Christ. Come on, bless his name. Amen. 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 I say amen. I say amen. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited, amen. I'm excited about my Jesus. Look at somebody, I'm excited about my Jesus. So I'm excited about my Jesus. Because his words, he'll never leave me or never forsake me. So I'm excited about my Jesus. So I love my Jesus. I adore my Jesus. I give my Jesus praise. It's because he's worthy. Oh, Jesus. So, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. So, yes, he is. He's worthy. Amen. 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 See, we got this thing in you. See, it's like Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, like fire. Shut up in my bone. So I want to be still, but I just can't. Something just can't hold it around. I got to throw up my hand and give him praise. So I got to stand up and give him praise. Because he's worthy. Hey. Say yes. Glory. Glory. Woo. Yeah. Amen. All right. True peace is found only in Jesus Christ. Let's look at verse 33 again. Say, in the world ye shall have tribulations. That means conflict. Yes. Just because you get saved, don't mean you ain't gonna have no more trouble. I don't care what you be doing. You don't go through something, amen? Christians is not immune from trouble. Once you get saved, you don't still have problems. But God will give you peace. Let's look at 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse. In the world ye shall have tribulations. Still working with verse 33. Conflict. You got it, my sister?
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus.
Listen, see that? All that live godly, what?
In Christ Jesus. Shall suffer persecution.
Is that in the book? Yes, please read.
Amen.
Okay. That's 10 and 12? Okay, all right, okay. Let's look at Acts, the 14th chapter, 21 through 22. In the world, you shall have tribulations as conflict. Acts 14, 21 through 22. What does it say?
And when they had preached the gospel to that
city. Listen. We talk in the world, you shall have tribulation, conflict. Read about Paul.
And had taught many. They returned again to Lystra.
Uh-huh.
And to Iconium.
Uh-huh.
And to Antioch.
Read.
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith.
Uh-huh.
And that we must go through much tribulation.
Much what?
Through much tribulation.
Much tribulation. So just because you save, you're not immune to trouble. But you know where you are so many times, how you react in trouble. When things happen in your life, how do you react? Do you fall all to pieces or stand on the word? Please read.
Enter into the kingdom of God.
Now, we read this, but again, and we know this, but I like to read stuff by Job. I'm going to read just the first chapter, 7 through 8. Job 1, 7 through 8. Job was an upright man, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Job is a perfect example of a Christian today. He was so concerned about his walk with God, he even gives sacrifices for his children. But the Bible said one day. Let's look at this, my sister Ree.
And the Lord said unto Satan.
What did he say?
Whence comest thou?
Where you going, devil? Where you going? Read.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said.
What did he say?
From going to and fro in the
earth. I'm going to and fro. He's still doing it. Read.
And from walking up and down in it.
Still doing it. Read.
And the Lord said unto Satan.
Who said it?
The Lord.
The Lord said.
Unto Satan.
Unto Satan.
Has thou considered my servant Job?
Maybe God called your name and called my name. Now you got to realize God is not going to let you put something on you that you can't bear.
Thank you for tuning into the Lift Up Jesus podcast with Apostle David L. Smith. For copies of full messages, visit our website at www.blessedassurancechurch.com. Remember, not only are we the family of God, but we are the Blessed Assurance family.